For KUAF News, I'm Daniel Carruth. Parts of our region woke up this morning to heavy snow and ice, as well as freezing temperatures and chilling winds. The National Weather Service in Tulsa predicts snowfall amounts for northwest Arkansas could reach 6 to 11 inches, while the River Valley could see 3 to 6 inches. State officials are urging people to stay off the roads, especially the major highways. Latricia Woodruff with the Arkansas Division of Emergency Management.
It causes quite a bit of accidents out there, and we have first responders and our safety personnel out there as well. But they're driving on the same roads that you're driving on, and we want them to be as safe as possible. Stay home during this type of weather.
The Arkansas Department of Transportation says it is treating highways with rock salt. Utility companies are also preparing for power outages and downed power lines across the region. Ashley Harris with Ozarks Electric told 4029 News yesterday that their 24-hour dispatch center tracks possible outages and has crews on standby.
We've been preparing for this all week. We have crews standing by on the ground for any additional assistance that needs to happen. We are running 24-hour shifts, so we'll have plenty of line workers available to assist if we do have any issues that come up.
This morning, nearly 1,500 customers in Scott, Sebastian, and Logan counties are without power. And active COVID-19 cases in Arkansas dropped again Wednesday. The Department of Health reported 4,600 new infections, while active cases declined by more than 3,000. Hospitalizations also dropped by 36 people on Wednesday, with 23 virus-related deaths reported. And Arkansas's Attorney General Leslie Rutledge says more should be done to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. She, along with 12 other attorneys general from across the country, visited the Texas-Mexico border last week to hear concerns from local law enforcement. Speaking with reporters on Wednesday, she said lax security at the border leads to more crime in Arkansas.
Whatever we can do in the state of Arkansas to assist in that regard, because it's those drugs that are being sent out across the communities in Arkansas.
She called on the Biden administration to boost the number of customs officers stationed at the border. This is KUAF.